Hello.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. I like that you smile when you talk because they can hear it in your voice.
I hope so. I want them to know how joyous I am to be here.
Yeah, in your own home.
Uh-huh. It's very comfortable.
Yeah.
No, I'm hanging out with you. And it's the excitement of being about to be told a scary story.
Yeah, and getting learned.
I like learning.
You like learning ABCs?
Uh-huh. All about cryptids.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Dawn.
And today we're going to do a little cryptid from Weird New Jersey.
Oh, I know that place.
The place of New Jersey?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. So we're located in New Jersey, if anyone is listening in like Istanbul, not Constantinople.
Oh, Ryan.
we are located in New Jersey. There's a magazine called Weird New Jersey, and it's pretty self-explanatory. It's about weird stuff in New Jersey. This particular version of the magazine is called Jersey Devils, Bizarre Beasts, and Other Creatures of Weird New
Jersey. And because we're amazing parents, we had bought it for our daughter a couple years ago. And subsequently lost it. But then we really wanted to read from it for this podcast. So we just spent the last like half an hour easy, like turning the house upside down.
Yeah, but we found it. Yeah. And it even has like a cool cover of like kind of like this like monster with some horns and some flame. Kind of like a weird horse antlered, like horse deer devil metal guitarist. So the reason why I wanted to do this one, I don't know how long this episode will be. This might be another one of those like short ones. We'll see. We might even do like tack on a couple of little like bonusy creatures.
You could tell us some jokes at the end.
And,
they can be about cryptids.
Okay.
And guys, write in with your funniest cryptid jokes and we'll read them on the air.
What's the email address?
Give me a second. I got to look it up.
Oh, my goodness. Here we go.
Oh, that's all right. I screen grabbed it.
Yeah, and how many pictures have you taken since you've screen grabbed it?
I mean, like a lot.
You know, this is valuable podcasting time.
allaboutcryptids@gmail.com.
Have you checked it?
No, not since the last time we podcasted.
Have you used it to sign up for more space for Dropbox like you did with every other email address?
Bitch, I have Dropbox Pro. I pay for that by the year.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, anyway, the reason why I kind of wanted to do this one was because it takes place in a town called Blackwood, which is not as cool as it sounds. Like, I realize that, like, out of context, like, Blackwood is kind of a badass town name. But then, like, when you know Blackwood, you're like, it's not badass at all. It's not cool. No one likes it. Yeah, I mean, right. I'm calling you out, Blackwood. I'm calling you out.
The thing that a cool Blackwood and the real Blackwood have in common is I don't want to go to either. JK.
You want to go to the cool Blackwood?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course you do.
See some ghosts?
Yeah. Because that's what lurks in the Blackwood are like ghosts.
No, I mean, that's amazing.
I think in Oblivion...
Oh, and Faustus.
And Faustus Blackwood, mm-hmm. Yes, from Sabrina. Mm-hmm. I think in Oblivion, the video game, Elder Scrolls Oblivion, there was like a Blackwood. And when you went there, something happened. You basically like tripped on mushrooms and murdered everyone.
Jesus.
Or you like thought you did because you thought they were monsters or something weird happened like that. It was like, it's like an insane mission in the game. And then that's when I realized that, because I lived in Blackwood and I was just like, wait, Blackwood? Blackwood? Oh, this is kind of a cool town name. I was like, it's a shame it's a dumb town.
Let's move back.
You never lived there.
Well, I mean.
according to Jesus, you never lived there. All right, so this is a strange creature encounter in Blackwood, New Jersey in 1976.
Oh, Jesus, the 70s. It's always the 40s and the 70s.
The 40s and the 70s. It's always... fours and sevens.
Oh my God.
We're looking out for you here on the fours and sevens. So this is all, I'm just going to read straight from Weird New Jersey.
Okay.
Please feel free to yell Pokemon anytime you want and do your thing. Interrupt me. Just be yourself. Well, and I will sigh
okay.
when you do. Okay.
I'll look for good areas to intersperse Pokemon exclamations, but I'm pretty interested because this is such local lore, so I might not say anything.
Okay, so it says, my daughter and I decided to take our horses out riding, like we occasionally did in the Lakeland area by Blackwood.
Oh, that's right where we get our car washed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's right where
my house
used to be.
Yeah, that's right where your house was. Like, that's scary.
It was August 9th, 1976. I remember
that's
the
our
date.
Wedding anniversary.
Oh my goodness. You're right. I didn't even know that. I missed that part. We got married on August 9th, 1976. That's
wow,
correct.
Amazing. Actually, in real life, my parents really did get married in 76.
Really? But mm-hmm. on September 11th, yeah, another, mm-hmm. I can't remember what for, though.
Yeah, something.
It's a notable date, yeah. Probably a cryptid-related thing. I remember the date because we knew Hurricane Belle was soon to hit the New Jersey coast, so we wanted to get some riding in before that. It was a windy day, but we followed the usual trails going along dirt paths that were close to a junkyard.
Oh,
that junkyard
God.
Has been there that long?
Wait, which one?
The one that, like, between where my parents used to live. I'm assuming it's the one near where my parents used to live and, like, where Washington Way is. You know, there's that, like, junkyard on that, like, that road. I'm assuming it's that road because there's also, like, horse trails and stuff there.
Ryan, should we pause the podcast?
Yes.
Go drive past it right now. Podcast a little bit from the car.
Okay.
Put it in,
right.
And then we'll pick up where we left off.
And pick up where we left off. No, we're not going to do
okay,
that.
Okay, but I'm willing to.
I know you're willing to, but...
we can get milkshakes on the way back. What?
This is just a you know, subterfuge to get milkshakes, I think. You don't really care about driving past that junkyard. But yeah, between... I think it's like...
It's not County House?
It's not County House. No. It's Mount Pleasant Road.
Okay.
On Mount Pleasant Road, there is a junkyard between... Surrey Lake Estates, and I mean, I'm just like really geographically, like anyone who does not live around here is like, what is he talking
about?
I
live around here and I'm like, what is he talking about?
Between Washington Way and there is a junkyard there, and there were like horses and stuff back there. So
it has to be right around there.
Yeah, yeah. That's where the buffalo was.
The buffalo what?
You didn't know about the buffalo?
Wait, this is...
There was a buffalo on County House Road.
Were you recently telling me about
this?
Yes,
and okay. I think on this podcast, and I think you were like, what? A buffalo? Like, that's ridiculous. Yes, there was a buffalo. I said that I named him Bill.
Yeah,
it's right near where the buffalo roam.
Oh, my God.
And it's singular. I don't mean plural buffalo. Like, I mean a singular. It was a buffalo. It roamed, and it was in a fence, and sometimes he would drive by, and his head would be sticking through the fence, and he would just be, like, looking around.
He just wanted to get petted.
Yeah.
I wonder... I mean, I'm going to let you finish the story, but I wonder if this family still lives there.
So anyway, I says to him, that was the first time that I ran over a cryptid in my car. It's weird. So I just blew my nose because I feel like I'm gonna sneeze, right? And I blew my nose and everything was fine. I sat down in this chair and now I feel like I'm gonna sneeze again. This podcast will never get finished because I'm gonna permanently feel like I have to sneeze.
I think it's the thing of Blackwood that's like trying to stop you from telling its tale.
There's a picture of it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It looks like the Jersey Devil, but with like a pig nose.
And no wings. And he's quite jacked. As we know, cryptids are...
What?
What are you... Stop. I saw you get... It looks like a pig with muscles.
I mean, if you don't look at its face.
You're weird. All right, so anyway, we were talking about the junkyard. So we approached one section of the woods when suddenly there was dead silence. We usually heard all sorts of wildlife in the area, but heard nothing now. Then a crow called loudly 3 times, and the horses started acting up. We couldn't figure out what was going on. And then up in the front of us, about 100 feet or so, we saw this quote-unquote thing. It was about 6 feet tall. Its back, which was scratching against a tree, was facing us. At first, to me, it looked like a large dog on top of a horse.
Weird.
I've seen that before.
And they're sure it wasn't a bear?
I mean...
We have bears in New Jersey, and they're 6 feet tall, and they scratch their backs against trees.
It's true, and they look like dogs.
Well, we've discussed before.
All right, well, it's a bear. Case closed. Let's, you know, thank you for listening to the podcast. Dawn has deemed this one a bear. And that's it. Listen next week. Donate to her Patreon where she will go look at bears.
Blackwood bear.
Blackwood bear. Anyway, I asked my daughter, what is that? It started walking slowly along the path we were riding on, and we slowly followed it up the hill. But the horses were reluctant to stay calm. They started to go wild.
Yikes.
The thing turned around.
Were they wild stallions?
Excellent, Dawn. Excellent. The thing turned around, and I could better see what it looked like. It had whitish hair with black spots on its hips. So it was a polar bear. It had horns coming out of its head and red slanted eyes, so it was a horned polar bear. Its nose had a pig-like snout. It stood on 2 feet that ended in cloven hooves. Its hands were tipped with large claws, and it looked like it was slobbering.
Oh my god.
It jumped into the path with its arms opened wide, lowering its head like it was going to charge us. At the time, I felt as though I was in some kind of trance, like I was in a movie or something. Only when my daughter yelled, "Let's turn around and get out of here," is when I realized we might be in danger. We were certainly afraid of whatever it was. Then it did charge at us.
Oh my god.
Tucking its arms in and running like the Bionic Man. Keep in mind, all of her references are also from the 70s. It tried to grab one of the horse's tails, but we took off. When I looked back, I noticed it had stopped in the spot we had taken off from. Like in the movies, after we got away from this thing, we saw a Washington Township police car by the junkyard and told the policeman driving it that there was a strange creature in the woods that came after it, and we described him. The policeman said, "Well, I hope to hell we don't catch it." Nice, officer. Nice.
World class.
And started to fill out a report. But amazingly, this thing showed up in the junkyard, and we all saw... But amazingly, this thing showed up in the junkyard, and we all saw it as it hopped over an 8-foot fence, galloped in front of the police car, and then ran into the woods. After that, we took the horses right back to the stables.
Oh my god.
So an orificer of the law saw this as well. A Washington Township's finest.
Oh my god. Also, yo, cryptids be able to jump high.
Yeah, well, because they're all jacked.
Yeah, yeah, that is true.
I guess when you're spending all of your time, you know, like when they're not accidentally getting caught by people, they're probably just lifting.
I mean, what else are you going to do?
What else are you going to do? Like, they're, you know, like they don't want to be seen. So it's not like they can just be wandering around like, "Hi, I'm a cryptid." So they're probably just lifting.
And in this particular case, because they're so close to a junkyard, you know that there's like weightlifting benches and stuff in a junkyard.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that what you think is in a junkyard?
Oh, I know for a fact. Have you ever seen a junkyard?
Yes.
There's definitely a weight bench there.
There's no weight bench.
All right. Well,
when
we go on our trip right now.
Okay, wait. I have a question. Please break down in percentages the items you think that you would find in a junkyard.
A scary guard dog.
Okay. What percentage of a chance that you'll see a scary guard dog?
100%.
100%. Okay. So that's the only thing that's in there. It's just filled with scary guard dogs?
I was in my head coming up with a list, but I was hesitating because I was prioritizing what would be the most common things. So a scary guard dog, 100%.
Okay. All right.
Like cracked cement walls. 95
cement walls. Okay. Yeah. Where do those cracked cement walls come from?
Well, that's the perimeter of the junkyard, except for the front, which is like a big chain link fence.
Okay. So wait, there's a big chain link fence, mm-hmm. but all the concrete around it is crumbling.
Well, I didn't say it was crumbling. I just said there were some cracks in it.
Okay.
It's not well maintained. Okay. It's a junkyard.
It's a junkyard, right. Okay, keep going.
Okay. Cars, like obviously.
Obviously.
Cigarette butts.
Okay.
nice security cameras and weight benches.
And weight benches.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just checking to see what you thought was in a junkyard.
I mean, it's very much like a prison.
Okay. All right. What do you think is in a prison? Can we go through like what you think is in a prison?
Scary guard dogs.
Okay, scary guard dogs, yep.
Cigarette butts.
Cigarette butts. I don't, yeah, okay.
Concrete walls with plastic, with
cracks
in
them.
With cracks.
Uh-huh.
Chain link fences.
Chain link fence and a scary, like, you know.
And workout benches.
And workout benches. So you're right, it's exactly like a prison. So are you saying that on the front of prisons too, it's just the, like a padlock? Like they'd wrap the chain around the chain link fence and just put a padlock on there, and they're like, "Prisoners locked up tight for tonight."
Yep.
Okay.
On the outermost.
I like the
gate.
World that you live in.
On the outermost.
That's why
gate.
I ask you.
Wait,
things.
There's an inner gate.
And what's on the inner gate?
That's more like the magnetic locks or whatever. You know,
magnetic
like,
locks.
Like how, like okay. The more high tech ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Magnets. How do they work?
Well,
they're very high tech magnets.
You have a north and a south, mm-hmm. and they magnetize.
I know how magnets work.
Sometimes they repel.
Yes.
If you put the different poles together.
No, the same.
That's what I meant.
That's what I meant.
Like north right. and north will
the
repel.
The same thing happens with cigarette butts too.
No, unfortunately, they just compile.
So.
I'll save this till the end. Go ahead. You should see Ryan's face. He's so mad.
I'm not mad. I'm just letting you, bemuse wax philosophical about the similarities between junkyards and... This is a cryptid podcast, so I feel like our time is best spent comparing and contrasting junkyards and prisons and talking about magnets.
Well, I mean...
This is all relevant.
What do you think cryptids do all day when they're not scaring people? They talk about junkyards and prisons and magnets and lift weights.
But they say, you know what? They all have like a ugly human in there.
It's true. And plenty of them to go around.
Yep.
Particularly in New Jersey.
Damn. Yeah, that's right. We're coming for you now. We got Blackwoods on the list. We got, junkyard people on the list. Whatever. Okay, well, all right. Yeah, sure. So, the policeman wanted my address so he could speak with me later, but I didn't make it home in time. He had already come and gone. I never found out if he filed the report. Maybe he didn't want to report it. Later on, the owner of a local ranch told me one time he found one of his horses dead in the field with its stomach ripped open.
Jesus!
I'm telling you, I believe there is something out there. There were three witnesses that day, and my daughter and I recall vividly every moment of our encounter with this thing, even after 40 years. I'll never forget it. I've never told the story to anyone outside of the family, but my daughter convinced me that we should tell it to Weird New Jersey. On further investigation by Weird New Jersey, we tracked down some of the officers who worked at the Lakeland Police Department to see if anyone recalled the incident, or if in fact it was ever written up by the police officer at the scene. Our sources tell us there was a total confirmation on the strange sightings in 1976. The police have other stories about a large flying animal that the police observed in the area. Unfortunately, at press time, we are still in pursuit of the story and what other weirdness is happening in the Blackwood area.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So normally I would not go in for believing 10 out of 10 in things like this, but, and you're going to think I'm crazy.
I already
but
do.
But whenever I would leave your parents' house, and like I went out all the way, I would always make a right to go down and around that other
towards
way.
Towards the prison.
There is a juvenile detention center. Mm-hmm.
I always try to drop off all of my junk there too.
No, but I like never made the left because something about that road scares the shit out of me.
Yeah, no, it's creepy.
No, it's a creepy fucking road. Like I don't drive down it.
And
you know I like to go on adventures.
And in 1976, it wasn't as developed either. Yeah. And you know, it was kind of like wild and crazy.
Yeah. So I believe this and I'm actually a little scared right now. I take back my offer to drive down that road. I don't want to do
it. How do you feel about living so close to a potential scary cryptid?
I think they're too lazy to venture this far. They lift, but they're not marathon runners. They're not going to, you know, do any traveling this far out.
Right.
But if I had grown up in your house, I would have been scared.
Yeah. Did I ever tell you, that reminds me actually, personal story time. What?
I'll tell you off air. Go ahead.
Okay. One time I was coming back from somewhere with my friend. He was driving and I was
in. Was it in the shit box?
No, it was not.
Okay.
It was in the Toyota Tercel.
Oh, okay.
And we were driving back and it's not a creature like this, but I saw a thing that my friend had seen before, but I did not know that he had seen it before until I saw this thing.
Kind of near your parents' house?
Near my parents' house on Mount Pleasant Road, driving down, like going down the hill or whatever. We were like talking about something and the conversation was just like whatever, like, oh yeah, I'm going to go, you know, have a snack and whatever. And then all of a sudden I was like, what the hell was that? And like my friend was like, what did you see? I was just like, I just saw a thing on the road. And he like slammed on the brakes because I like yelled like I was like terrified. Like I was like, what was that? And he like jammed on the brakes and he was just like, what was it? And I was just like, it was on the side. Cause like back then too, it wasn't as built up yet, like that development. So it was kind of just like construction houses. There weren't like houses or whatever. And there was grass and it was on Mount Pleasant Road. And I saw this thing and it was probably, it wasn't like 6 feet tall or jacked. It was like smaller. And maybe like 4 or 5 feet tall or, you know, and it was running in the opposite direction on the side of the road of the car. And it was like small and it kind of looked like a shadow. And the way it was running in this like crazy.
Oh my God, Brian, I'm so scared.
It was running in like this crazy way. And it was all like, and like, you know, and yeah. And so like, I was like, holy shit. And so I explained to him like what I saw and he just like No, actually, that's when he jammed on the brakes, because like we were still driving, and I was just like, I just saw this thing, and like it was running like this, and like it kind of did this like jerky arm motion thing when it was running, and then that's when he jammed on the brakes and like almost like broke my neck, and I was just like, what the hell? And he was just like, one time, him and two other friends, when they were like kids, they were like playing or whatever and doing a thing, and they saw that exact creature in a different part of our town.
Oh my god.
And he was like freaking out, like he was totally like completely beside himself, freaked out because he had seen it too, but just not that time, at a different time.
Oh my god,
scary cryptids.
Guys, I bet you didn't know this podcast about other cryptids was gonna result in a cryptid of our own. I didn't see it coming. Good night. I'm legit tachycardic right now. I'm actually afraid.
So there are a couple of other stories.
Do you want to feel my heart?
In here. No, you're all the way over there. I believe you, though. It's NJBigfoot.org reported a similar sighting to Olivia's that happened 6 years later in Jackson along Bowman Road. I was taking my daughters to their riding lesson early in the evening of October 14th, around 5 or 6 p.m. The ranch was along Bowman Road. This thing, covered in reddish-brown hair, ran across the road in front of my car. It ran really fast. It stood upright on two legs, and it had a collie-like face, long and hairy. It didn't stop. It just kept going right into the woods.
Oh, my God.
So, like, I mean, you know, collies have, like, that kind of, like, long snout.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we used to have one. Mm. So, here's another one. A park ranger, John Irwin, was traveling on a deserted road at night within the Wharton State Forest in December of 1993. He had reached a spot where the Mullica River was next to the road. His vehicle's headlights shone on a large dark figure that was emerging from the woods and moving onto the roadway. As he got closer, the figure stood in front of the car, blocking the roadway. Irwin had to stop his car in order to avoid hitting the creature. He described it as being 6 feet tall and covered with black fur that looked wet and matted. It appeared to not have any forelegs, but a pair of huge, powerful hind legs. The creature glanced through the windshield, revealing two piercing red eyes. It stood...
Again, yep, the red eyes, always.
It stood a few minutes and then turned and continued across the road, walking upright like a human, but in the peculiar robot-like fashion.
Oh my god.
What? I saw this thing. Holy crap, that's the motion that I was like making. Like, it worked, it walked in this weird herky-jerky. Oh my god, I am not... My hand on the Jersey Devil thing. I have not read this before. I wanted to read this for the first time to you. I wanted to read it to Abby, but she kept saying no. So I wanted to read this to you. I have no prior knowledge of this. This is crazy. I bet you didn't know this cryptid was going to get so real this episode. Look at you. You're not even joking anymore. You're just terrified now.
I am. I'm like physically, like I'm practically in the fetal yeah, position. Yeah,
she really is. This just became not fun. Wow, that's
I'm laughing
weird.
To
that's
cover
crazy.
My fear. Oh my god.
That's crazy. I've seen this thing.
You guys.
What is this, where it turns Blair Witch? You're going to do a confessional now? You're going to be like, you guys, I'm so scared. It's getting dark.
It actually is getting dark now because it's like not later anymore.
It's still later-ish.
Thank god you're not going anywhere tonight.
Oh yeah, I am actually.
I would know. Plans canceled. You're staying home with me.
All right, so here in adjacent town, Clementon.
Oh, where Clementon Park is.
Where Clementon Park is. We'll do a little tag on the end because this is it just says some quote-unquote thing in Clementon. This is from the magazine as well. This will be our little palate cleanser at the end. It'll probably be scarier than the other stories.
Yeah, right?
There are tales of Jersey Devil-type sightings in the area of Clementon. When the woman I babysat for as a teenager, she and two friends were cutting through the woods to get back to her house. They were all talking and laughing until they heard a fourth set of footsteps behind them. Thinking it was her younger brother just trying to scare them, they continued walking, trying to ignore the sounds behind them. Soon their talking died down as they were actually getting freaked out. She whirled around to tell her brother to knock it off and go home, but she was staring right into red eyes.
Oh my god.
Instead of her brothers.
My god.
The girls all screamed and started running and heard it running behind them. Right before they made it onto the street, they felt the waft of air hit their backs and heard the splitting of bark as the thing swiped at them.
Oh my god.
They made it to her house and locked the doors. Her younger brother was sitting on the couch watching TV when they ran in. The next day, they all went back into the woods with her mother so that the mother could prove that nothing swiped swiped at them, the bark of a tree had claw prints on it like no animal in NJ that can climb trees. Oh. The younger brother mentioned he was playing catch football with his friend in his backyard one day. All of a sudden, he froze with the football in his hands. His friend, confused as to what frightened him, turned to look where he was looking, and some thing leaped from a tree it was perched on into the yard between them with demon fastness, and we all know that is 26.6 miles per hour, I think, jumped the fence without touching it and continued to jump the fences of each yard in this manner until it jumped back into the woods. The same claw marks were found on a tree it was perched on that were on a tree where the thing swiped at his sister a few years before.
Oh my.
So this thing is 100% real. I've seen
it. Let us never read from this book again on this podcast or ever.
No, there's lots of good monsters in here.
I mean, that's what I'm afraid of.
Maybe, I don't know how many episodes in. It would be great if this one came out on Halloween.
Oh, man. Tim, make it happen. Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah, what do you say? You got one more? You got one more in you?
I mean, at this point.
Okay. So, this is another short one. This one
is... You can read this whole book to me, actually. Like, I'm having fun, even though I'm deathly afraid.
Well, I mean, these are all short, and, you know, I think just to beef up the episode a little bit, I don't want to... I'm fine with 20, 25-minute episodes. I think that that's good or whatever, but I don't want to be short-shrifting people with, like, 9-minute episodes. So we'll do one more little short tale from this book because they're all also in the area because we did like Blackwood, Clementon, and this is Atco.
Okay.
And then we'll just, this will just be like local beasts episode. So, and there's also the beast of Turnersville, which is you.
Oh, thank you. I was hoping I would get my shout out.
Maybe someone can help me. I got hair from a crazy ape looking man I saw in Atco. Did he buy it from them? How did he get it from
them? Anybody,
I'll trade you for magic beans?
He swiped at him with his claws.
And I also like, so I'm under, I get that this is just a magazine that some dudes put out probably in their spare time or whatever. But literally written in a magazine, it says, I got hair. Not like I've got. Says, I got hair. I'm going to have to read it in a crazy Atco accent, I think. Maybe someone can help me. I got hair from a crazy ape-looking man I saw in Atco across from the Atco Raceway about a half mile in the woods. I like the four-wheel drive.
Oh, God.
I've seen deer, bears, birds, and lots of animals throughout the years, and Battlestar Galactica. That's what I should have said before. This one time, I was four-wheeling, and I saw a patch of woods with a clear spot to pitch a blanket. I had my girlfriend with me, and we took the opportunity to hang out on the blanket. We kissed a few times.
All right.
Brag. All right, I get it. You have a girlfriend, and you kiss her. Jeez, God. My girlfriend goes to a different school. Just having fun. Mind you, there's nothing in the woods around us, and where we had the blanket was the only clear spot among thick bush and lots of trees. I turned my head, only to see a hairy-faced man. He had no clothes, just all hair. He looked like an ape, but was standing upright. I'm 300 pounds and 6 feet tall. I did not want my girlfriend scared, so I told her, "Let's go." I was in a truck no less than 30 seconds. She knew something was wrong. She said I was turning white. I sped out of there. The road soon came to a hard right, so I was forced to hit my brakes. When I did, the ape thing hit the back of my rear bumper and then ran into the woods. I didn't even know what was behind us. I took off and stopped at the first gas station to see what had happened to the rear of my truck. That's my girlfriend. There was long reddish hair stuck on the bumper in some spots. My girlfriend made me take it off. Take what? Off? Anyway. I put in a Ziploc bag, and I have known, and I've had it now for about 4 years. I don't know who would want it.
He's trying to sell it?
I guess so. So I was a little bit mixed. As I was reading that, this story, I was thinking, the law of diminishing returns. Like, we read those two cool stories, and then I relayed my personal story, and then we, like, went too far with the Ape Man of Atco. But now I would like to discuss the Ape Man of Atco and his cider, who is trying to figure out what to do with this hair that he has. So this actually is funny because this brings me back to the podcast that we had with, I think it must have been the Atmospheric Beasts one. And you were insisting that the people who found the star jelly, like that they should like do something with it. And I was like what? And you were like, I don't know. And I was just like, what, are you just going to look up scientist on the internet? Like, I mean, look, this guy's, he's got ape man hair. He doesn't even know what to do with it. He can't give it away. Okay? It's not as easy as you think. It's not like in the movies, like Stranger Things, where you find ape man hair and then all these guys in, you know, white spacesuits show up just to show like, up. Just show up because they've been tracking the ape man. You know, like, it's hard. He's had it for 4 years.
Oh, man. I wonder if he still has it.
I wonder if he still has it. I wonder if we could get it. I wonder if we could buy it from him.
All right. Patreon subscribers.
Yes. Now we're going to start a Patreon because I want people to give up. I don't even care. They can, you know what? Email us, ask for my Venmo, and then Venmo me money so that I can buy this guy's hair.
Sounds like such a good plan.
It really does. It does. And then I won't know what to do with it either.
Well, yeah, because it can't go up in my house anywhere.
Well, no, I mean, we'll get it framed.
well, that's what I was thinking you would do with it, and then try to like hang it prominently in my house somewhere.
Yeah, no, we have all these bare walls.
I will say, the only prominent orange hair I would display proudly in my home is that of Gritty. Gritty's a cryptid.
Maybe it was Gritty.
It could have been.
Could have been Gritty.
He just wanted to hang out with them and ride on the truck thing.
Yeah. This is the first known sighting of Gritty was actually 4 years ago.
Wow, in Jersey, no less.
In Jersey, yeah. Well, he was making his way to Philly. It takes a long time when you're just wandering around attacking people kissing in the woods.
And it's just, that is also so typically Gritty. Like, yeah of course he would do
right.
that.
Well, because you know what? He probably just wanted a kiss, too.
Aww, he's just lonely. Give me old Chris my Gritty.
Well, because he was still trying to figure out human... interactions, so he was just like, oh, they're kissing, and you know, that guy and I are roughly the same size. I'm sorry, that was uncalled for, not appropriate. I apologize. Don't send me any emails about body shaming. It was just because Gritty is beautiful, and I'm sure
he is beautiful.
I'm sure
Gritty.
That Atco man is a beautiful man as well. I apologize for my accent work earlier. I'm sure he sounds just like me. But I don't know. What do you do? What would you do if a Bigfoot bumped into your car and left hair on your bumper? What would you do with it since you're the expert?
I mean, I guess I also would put it in a Ziploc bag for starters.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's definitely the first move.
I mean, I would have taken it to the police, I guess. Like, because that's...
okay.
I mean, I would have reported that to the police. Like,
yeah,
that's
scary. We're going to do that right now. Yes, ma'am? Can I help you?
Yeah, I was in the woods.
Yes, okay.
I was in the woods.
And what were you doing in the woods?
Kissing on my girlfriend.
Okay.
And I saw this A-flat creature.
Right.
And it started chasing
us. Sir, are you
us.
On drugs?
No.
Sir? Look me in the eye and tell me.
I am just wild with shock.
What were you doing in the woods?
Kissing on my girl.
How old are you?
45.
Sir, I'm going to need you to calm down.
I cannot calm down. I am wild with fear. An ape man was chasing me and my girl, and it hit my car, and I got this red hair in a Ziploc bag. What am I supposed to do with this hair in a Ziploc bag
from a wild
creature?
Do I look like a scientist to you? This is clearly a job for a scientist.
Where am I supposed
to? Don't waste my time.
Can you call me a scientist, please?
No, that's not my job. I'm here to take reports from real people who don't need scientists.
Do you have a Yellow Pages? We could look up scientists.
What do you think this is? This is 4 years ago. There's no Yellow Pages.
Wait.
You know what? Listen, why don't you try to contact Weird New Jersey and see if they'll help you find someone to take the hair off your hands.
Well, I'm not getting any help here other than that suggestion, which is a wonderful suggestion.
Yeah,
thank
exactly.
you,
exactly. Right. Please see yourself out. Actually, Flotsam, Jetsam, get them. Those are the other officers' names. They're eels.
No wonder you won't help me. Wait, that story only happened 4 years ago?
Like, I mean, he said he's had it for 4 years. There was no date on there, so I'm going by when this was published. So, yeah, so like 2015.
But when... The Atco Raceway's not there anymore, though, right? When did that get... Or am I wrong?
I believe it's still there.
Oh, I don't know.
When I worked at the job that I had before with the guy who liked to race Mustangs... He would race Mustangs at Atco when I worked there. That was only like 3 years ago.
All right. I am wrong.
So anyway, I'm going to say every one of these stories is a 100%.
Yeah, I'm going to go with 100%.
10 out of 10.
Sure. Yeah.
10 out of 10 red hairs.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Anyway, this was a fun one. We went all over the spectrum. We started out like silly. We got scary. We got silly again.
Thank God we ended on a silly note, because otherwise you'd be in for a long
Donnie,
night.
It's me, Big Red. Do you want a kiss?
Oh, my God. Fuck. No.
All right. Anyway. All right. Well, anyway, this has been another episode of All About Cryptids.
All right. Love you. Bye.